Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show here from Frisco. I'm joined by Brian Curley. Quality start last night, a victory for the Soddies over Frisco to even the series. And Curley, after Thursday night's game, it was one of the rougher ones of the season for the pitching staff. Felt like we really needed a strong start from you, and you were able to deliver. You just walk me through how you were able to get past that first inning home run and really have a great finish to your start.
Well, it just comes back to being really, really confident in your process and going back through the same things regardless of the result. After I gave the home run, the next pitch was the exact same as the previous, just continuing to trust the guys in the dugout that we've prepared well, the guy behind the plate, and then in my own preparation.
Like many guys when they first get to this level, you had a moment of struggle through the middle of August, but the last two starts have both been really nice, bounce back. What has been different about the last two versus the previous three for you?
Kind of like I just said about the home runs, like really getting back to my process, being really committed in what I do every day, and getting back to a good routine of how we're calling pitches and just how we're attacking guys and getting back to attacking with my strengths.
Yeah, leadoff walk last night and then no walks after that. I think you had, I counted, 2 3-ball counts after that leadoff walk. And you know, the scouting report on you is strike thrower, but it had to feel good to be that guy filling it up last night.
Yes, that is a fact. After throwing 6 straight to start the game, it's like I flushed every pitch, executed the next one, and it was just as bad. And then at some point I made an adjustment and started making a lot better pitches. And around the third inning, I like finally kicked it into gear and actually got that like adrenaline rush that you want when you're pitching and felt like I was back to normal. Like I hadn't felt that way throughout Double A, but I finally pitched with some confidence and with a little bit more personality like I usually do.
I love that. And for the team now, the magic number is 3. Last night felt like a playoff environment, big Friday night crowd, close game. I think that was a cool game for you to be a part of, as you know, to help deliver the team closer to the goal of clinching, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just continuing to attack these next 3 games the same way we have been all season and getting an opportunity to go play in the playoffs, hopefully.
We got Arosana going tonight. I like to ask other pitchers about their fellow pitching staff mates. One, I wonder how involved you are with talking with him about what you saw firsthand from the lineup. And 2, what do you think he's got to do tonight to have similar success to you?
We usually don't go too much in depth talking about like what we're seeing with guys unless some guys have questions about specific players. Arosana's got his own plan that he's been talking with the coaches, and he's going to attack him that way. The biggest thing for him to have success is just trust his stuff, get in the zone, and just go after guys like he's really good at. It's like any fan that comes watch when he's pitching is going to get their money's worth.
No doubt about it. I know that you're a huge golfer. You love to play. How's the game going right now? I know you've been out a couple times on the trip.
Game has been good. It's been up and down. First couple rounds are pretty solid. This last one, not as great, but just continuing to play one shot at a time.
One shot at a time. Brian Curley with us here on the A&B pregame show. Last one for you. It's easy to forget that this is your first professional season. Right, you were drafted last year. Here you are in Double A in September. It's the most innings you've thrown in a season. It's the longest season, I'm sure, that you've ever experienced. So what does this September version of Brian Curley know now that maybe the April version didn't about what this journey would be like?
The biggest thing that I've learned is the importance of having good routine outside the field. Over the last couple weeks, I've started developing better routines and just finding ways to enjoy the downtime. And that's not something I really anticipated, was being overwhelmed with the amount of free time between starts. But having different ways to attack and start using my brain between outings is something that I'm really going to carry into next year.
Love it. Mr. Curley here on the A&B pregame show. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're back next on News Talk 940 AM.